Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, are you applying for your taxpayer registration number TRN? Now you can start the process online. Just visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm, create your username and login, complete and submit your TRN e-application, upload the supporting documents, and that's it. You will, however, still be required to visit a tax office to present your documents along with valid ID for authentication and to collect your TRN card. Remember, there's no charge for a TRN. It's free. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Mark.
Hey, what you say?
When last you see Tanya two pitney then go school?
You know, say a long time, you know. Every day I see them in the yard, I run up and down like a ramp in a for them school. I can't ever tell when last I see Tanya. Is what?
It's just that me not really like see when pitney now go school, you know. I wonder who me can call for see if me can get some help for them.
Maybe the agency were responsible for children's safety. I think them name was CDA.
In today's program, we share the role of the Child Development Agency CDA in protecting children. This is Get the Facts.
The Child Development Agency is the leader in Jamaica's child protection system. We have a mandate which speaks to the agency providing care and protection of children. So our children who are deemed to be in need of care and protection are those who would have been abused, abandoned, neglected, are vulnerable due to disability.
Public Relations and Communications Manager, Child Development Agency, Rochelle Dixon. The Child Care and Protection Act was passed in 2004, bringing the CDA into operation. The CDA mounts public education campaigns to prevent child abuse as part of strategies to protect children.
We also do investigation of reports of child abuse, abandonment and neglect, and to determine the best interest of the child, we support the court and the police. We also provide quality care for children who are brought into the care of the state. And so those are children who are living in homes and are places of safety.
56 children's homes are currently in operation, 9 of which are state-run, while the others are privately operated. The CDA provides oversight of children's homes, including those that are privately operated. Ms. Dixon gives a typical example of how the CDA would act once he receives a report of a child being abused.
So we work in ensuring that we get the child out of the environment or take the perpetrator from the environment and then see what is the best solution or intervention for this child. So the child would need to be assessed by a medical doctor and then, of course, counseling. And if the child is deemed to be in need of care and protection, as it relates to the child cannot stay in the home setting, then the CDA will have to place the child in a place of safety, providing that the court makes that decision.
Public Relations and Communications Manager, Child Development Agency, Rochelle Dixon. For more information on the work of the Child Development Agency, call 948-6678 or 948-28412. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Andre Palmer.
Preparing for CSEC exams? Visit ELJAM's virtual learning environment for free study notes, videos, and quizzes in 11 subjects. www.elearnjavle.org.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
No, man.
Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No, man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey going to help them to get more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convinced me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, I nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.